We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 72 degrees. Authorities say police serving a search warrant fatally shot a man they encountered inside a Chautauqua home in Labette County in southeast Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the Chautauqua Police Department was serving a search warrant. Police found 38-year-old Scott Souders inside suffering from gunshot wounds with a rifle near him. He was declared dead at the scene. Souders lived at that residence.
Police are looking for two suspects following a weekend shooting in South Wichita.
It happened just before 10 Saturday night in the area of 31st and South Seneca. Police say a 30-year-old man was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He was treated, then questioned by police. Police Sergeant Jerry Manuel says they investigated two crime scenes that night.
Looks like it may have started in the Walgreens parking lot and expanded across the street to the Quick Trip parking lot.
Police do not believe the shooting was random, and the injured man knew the suspects. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Broken air conditioning and summer heat have forced officials in Derby to cancel some classes that were scheduled for today. The air conditioning system at Derby Middle School is being repaired, but the building is deemed too hot inside for students and staff. First day for all students is now set for Wednesday, tomorrow.
The Department of Justice has filed charges against a friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter.
U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says there's no indication 24-year-old Ethan Colley knew his friend was planning the Dayton mass shooting, but that he bought the mass shooter body armor and gun accessories, including a 100-round drum clip used to kill nine and injure dozens more. Colley now facing two federal charges.
Unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances and of lying on the firearms form.
He's back in court Wednesday. Police shot and killed the gunman, who the FBI says had a history of obsession with mass shootings and violence. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's time for the Census Bureau to get to work before the real work begins.
Starting next week, 40,000 employees will spread out across the U.S. to verify and update residents' addresses. It's to get ready for the 2020 population count, which starts next spring. The workers, also known as listers, will cover about a third of the nation's physical area after starting the verification process from their office computers. Using aerial photos, they're looking for blocks with significant growth or decline. Then they'll head out to those locations. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A man in North Carolina in big trouble after what he allegedly put in his wife's drink.
It was a tough night for 47-year-old Michael Kirkham when his wife came to him and said she wanted a divorce and had been in contact with a lawyer. Things got worse when he allegedly spiked her rum with meth. The woman drank the rum and wound up in the hospital after going a full day without sleeping. Toxicology tests confirmed the meth was in her system. Now the husband is charged with assault on a female and resisting arrest. His bail was set at $100,000. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front is going to be sliding in from the north, and that's going to bring down our temperature today and give us a break from the hot, humid weather we had yesterday. Partly cloudy with sunshine. Still warm, though, with a high 91. Clear in 68 tonight, then sunny in 88 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, calm, and 72 degrees. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, we did have overnight a little bit of sprinkle here in Wichita. I started out at my house in Riverside. It was a couple of drops in the windshield. By the time I got to the east side, you could tell from the pavement that it had been raining here on the east side. Apparently not much in my neighborhood. And as we look at the radar this morning, there is a pretty large area of scattered showers. Goes from, frankly, right now it's east of our Kansas City along the Oklahoma line to Coffeyville, and then south into northern Oklahoma, all moving to the east and pretty much out of our area. In fact, the cloud cover seems to be diminishing right over Wichita. I believe there may have been some fairly severe weather cropping our way, but around midnight or a little before then, it just kind of died out.
Yeah, Kingman County got 2 inches of rain right after midnight.
Is that right?
never made it this far.
Yeah.
So we kind of, it just kind of collapsed when it got to Wichita.
Hmm.
Okay. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. On this date in 1942, Walt Disney's animated feature Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York. Of course, a favorite of so many people everywhere love Bambi. The story of a little deer and his mama, right? And if you know anything about
deer. Great movie.
It's a great movie, but if you know anything about deer, they can be a real pain in the rear, as you know. We haven't had a motor vehicle deer accident for quite a while, Ted. We're not really in the season, though. Isn't it spring and fall when
yeah,
we see
more
traffic with a deer? Bambi. And it premiered on this date, 1942. A New Hampshire man has been charged with driving drunk twice within a few hours. State police say they got a call about a car being driven erratically around 11:45 p.m. Sunday in Brentwood, New Hampshire. Troopers stopped the car, charged 36-year-old Kenny Wynn with driving while intoxicated. Shortly after Wynn was released to his spouse around 3 a.m. Sunday, police say he was spotted driving into a gas station parking lot. He was arrested again, accused of driving while intoxicated and breaching bail conditions. Apparently, you know, somebody's a drinker, they're a drinker. And getting them off the streets apparently can be pretty tough to do. A fugitive in Germany has been nabbed thanks to the help of angry wasps. Oldenburg, now I don't know about you, but I hate wasps. I think everybody does. Well, if you've ever been stung by one, it is nasty. And I have, just once. Oldenburg, Germany police said the unusual sting operation, get it, took place Monday after officers tried to arrest a 32-year-old man to serve an outstanding 11-month custodial sentence. The suspect, whose name was not released, fled from police, jumped in from a balcony straight into a wasp's nest. The irate insects attacked the man, prompting him to run into the street. Officers tried to apprehend him there, only to be attacked by the wasps themselves. Suspect managed to break free, but with wasps in hot pursuit, chose to jump into an inflatable pool where he was arrested. So they stirred up the wasps there in Oldenburg, Germany, Ted. And everybody was having a tough time. All right. Hey, how about this big warrant sweep that the police department, the sheriff's patrol, and U.S. Marshals and KBI had announcing yesterday? Over 900 people arrested on outstanding warrants, and they're out there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you could keep the police off. Obviously, you could keep 8 or 10 police officers or sheriff's officers busy 24/7.
Find people that have arrest warrants out for them.
But apparently they just made a concentrated effort to do this and wound up a bunch of guns, illegal guns, and money and drugs and all kinds of things. And I think the story said there were, over 100 gang members arrested.
Yeah.
So this, I don't know, those are pretty doggone big-sounding numbers. I think they should have an impact on this crime rate that so many people have been worried about. Here in Wichita, we've had a nasty problem with crime here over the past couple of years. And the police trying to deal, taking some extra measures to try to knock it down. And we appreciate that. It says that this morning, as we've been talking about, the Wichita City Council is going to approve a new budget with 27 new police officers. That's going to help. But as the mayor told us, to hire, train, clothe, and pay that one police officer costs $100,000.
It's not an inexpensive proposition.
Man, there are so many things involved, more than just the salary you pay.
The fight against crime is it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Nope. And the other thing is, you know, we keep putting these people in prisons, and Kansas has a huge prison population.
Yeah, and we're already shipping them out to other states.
Out to other states.
We're so crowded, yeah.
I think maybe a comprehensive look at crime across Kansas might be a good idea. And why is it that Wichita, of all the cities in the state, has this problem? Could it be because whenever somebody's released from prison or jail, they make them go right to Wichita and not Overland Park or Topeka or anywhere else? I don't know. It's an interesting and a tough call, a tough issue. But, again, a good roundup. Over 900 people arrested in that warrant roundup. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The fire over the weekend at Tyson Beef Plant in Holcomb, Kansas, was a negative factor for the cattle complex yesterday. The live cattle and the feeder cattle opened and closed down their daily limits. Now, today, the live cattle will have expanded limits of $4.50. The feeder cattle expanded limits of $6.75. Now, more news is needed to know how long the price negativeness will hang over the cattle complex. How soon the plant can get back in operation will be one of the keys. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed mostly negative yesterday. The close saw October live cattle down to $3 limit at $103.75. October feeder cattle down to $4.50 limit at $133.75. And October lean hogs were 10 cents higher at $67.07. The corn had the most bearishness from Monday's USDA report and closed limit down yesterday. The bottom line is that the U.S. and the world, corn, wheat, and soybean ending stocks are all large and will keep a lid on upside price action in the near future. The Kansas wheat crop is being estimated just short of 350 million bushels, the largest since 2016. At the moment, September KC wheat is 2 cents lower, 390 and a quarter. December corn down 11 cents at 381 and three quarters. November soybeans trading 7 and a quarter cents higher at 886 and a half. September crude oil 60 cents lower, 54.34. December gold $21.40 higher at 1538.70. September S&P down 6 and a quarter points at 2874. September dollar index 1 cent lower at 97.19. And September Dow Jones futures 64 points lower at 25,803. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That surprises me, Tom, that a fire like that at a Tyson food processing plant down in the southwest part of Kansas can have an impact on commodities. How about that?
Well, when you stop and think about the fact that the amount of cattle they process out there amounts to close to 6% of the total amount of cattle processed nationwide.
Whoa.
It kind of cuts into the capacity there is out there for all the packing plants. So that means all those cattle have got to go somewhere else. And most of these other plants, Steve, are already operating very close to near capacity. So that means that, you know, it's not likely we're going to find a home for all those cattle to be slaughtered down the road till they get this plant rebuilt.
But that one plant does 6% of the entire, for the entire nation? Wow.
Yes. Yes, they process. They have total capacity of 6,000 head a day, killing 5 days a week. That's 30,000, not even counting the Saturday kill, which is usually a little less.
Well, I would think the price of my ribeye might come down, but maybe not.
I'm afraid not, Steve. Matter of fact, yesterday we saw box beef prices go up, so we're expecting to see beef prices go up a little bit because of this. Keep in mind, also, everything they had out there was lost as far as meat that was being ready to ship out of the plant, carcasses that were being processed. So there's some lost beef there, too.
Consumers now switching. Time to switch to catfish, is it?
Well, I'm not going to switch over. I can't really stand catfish that much. It's not that bad, don't get me wrong, but I still like my beef.
Hey, I said we've got a story also. The corn crop's looking pretty good for Kansas this year, is it not?
Corn's coming along good as a whole. There is areas that's got problems out there. The corn took a heck of a beating price-wise yesterday because USDA showed more acres than what was expected and also increased the overall yield out there as we saw the corn go down 25 cents yesterday.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of
Leffler
Commodities. Now, hey, if you want to listen to this show but you're not near a radio or in your car, you can listen by downloading our app. It's called radio.com, and you can find it in the app store on your phone by searching radio.com.
Very easy.
642, say I do, but then don't. Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, will be here soon to clear up what I just said. That's on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.